Psalm 23. We'll look a little bit at the shepherd tonight. I do not wonder why the Lord likens us to sheep. I can see that in my own life and in the lives of every believer that I know. We are likened unto lost sheep before we get saved, lost out in the wilderness. I'm glad he comes searching. We'll look at that in a minute, maybe. We'll look at the shepherd and his sheep. Just want to look at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David knew about that statement. He knew it because he was a shepherd. He knew the love and the compassion, the patience, the tolerance, probably the anger involved with being a shepherd. And he knew how he cared for his sheep. He put them first. He could have been exalted. He could have been recognized. But he did what he was supposed to do even as a young boy and kept his father's sheep. He was a faithful shepherd. And when he looked at his shepherd, he realized he had a faithful shepherd also. That's why he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It means to lack, to be without. Whatever the area, whatever the need, he said, my shepherd's going to take care of me. It means also that there's implied a lack of that is needed. That's what it's talking about when they use the word won't. There's some things he knew he needed that he could not provide, but the shepherd provided. I read about this again as I was looking through this thought in Istanbul, Turkey. There was a gathering of sheep. Several shepherds had gathered together their flocks. And one sheep jumped off a cliff, and they stood there and watched 1,500 sheep jump off that cliff following the first one. 450 died, and there'd have been a whole lot more died, but those who were jumping last or later were falling on the soft pile. It is an amazing fact. I searched out more than one source to make sure it wasn't a bunch of junk. It is the truth. It is an example of what sheep will do when the shepherd's not close. Sheep are not smart. Is that a polite way to put being dumb? They will follow each other. They have no sense of direction. They get misplaced. With that thought in mind, I want to say to the sheep that is lost, he is a shepherd who comes. The picture is of a shepherd who has sheep, and one of those sheep has wandered away. Do not think that means we can lose our salvation. What that is a picture of is us as creation and how Adam and Eve were made innocent, but they walked away. They lost their innocence and became sinners. They became lost sheep. That is the picture of mankind. That is how we were born. We were born lost and separated from the shepherd. A sheep can get lost easily. And since it has no sense of direction, it can't find its way back home. Not alone. He needs his shepherd to come and find him. I said, he needs his shepherd to come where he is and find him. Some say, and I don't get upset about it so much, that I found the Lord, and I understand that. But biblically, positionally, rightly, we didn't find him. He found us. We were the one lost. To the sheep that is lost, he is a shepherd who comes. That's why it says in Luke 19:10, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost, was lost. I say in this point, that means he cares. Why would the shepherd disrupt his life? Why would he leave the 99, as we find in the Bible? Why would he go out of his way to leave the comforts of his home and go out into the wilderness hunting for one dumb sheep? Because he cares. That shepherd is more than just an occupation. It's more than just a job, more than a paycheck, more than just stamping the time schedule and the time clock. He really does care for those sheep. He loves them. And so it is with our shepherd. He loves us. That verse in John 3:16 where it says, for God so loved the world. You can put your name there. For God so loved Rick, he came hunting for me. I was a lost sheep. I'm glad he started out on the journey to come find me. You do not have to doubt whether the Lord loves you. If you ever get to wondering if God loves you, look at the cross. For his path to find you took him by the cross. Had he not gone to the cross hunting you down, hunting me down, getting our attention, would have done no good. Because only by Calvary can we be found and be forgiven. That's why the Bible says, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He doesn't want one person going to hell. And they don't have to if they'll accept him. He loves, I'm talking about the sheep that is lost has a shepherd who comes. He cares. And because he cares, he comes. He comes where the sheep is. Out there lost. No idea where to go. No idea how to get home. No idea how getting out of the trouble he got himself into. But the shepherd comes to him. He goes where the sheep is. And if you're saved, that's what he did to you. He may have come to you and found you on a church pew. He may have come to you and found you on a bar stool. But wherever you are, that's where he came. I am so glad that God comes, a shepherd comes wherever the sheep is. Goes to the muck and the mire hunting because he cares and he's coming after the sheep. It says in Psalm 40:2, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. No matter where we were, when he found us, we were all lost and doomed. Some of those sheep got lost and wandered into a beautiful meadow. Plenty of flowers, plenty of grass, plenty of water. Some of those sheep got lost and fell into a pit. But it does not matter where they got lost. They were all lost. And they could not get back to the fold unless a shepherd came hunting and found them where they were. Some, the Lord found us in a life of morals, living pretty good, trying to be a good neighbor, trying to do right. Some, the Lord found us in the pit of sin, caring only for self. But no matter what, all were lost, and he came where we were. I'm glad he did. I'm talking about if we're the sheep that's lost, he's a shepherd that will come. He comes because he cares. He not only comes and he not only cares, but he calls to that lost sheep. He calls out the sheep's name. He calls him. His voice says, come home. I'm here. When that lost sheep hears the voice, you remember that? Somehow scripture got in your heart. Me as a little boy in a Methodist church, me as a young teenager hearing Buddy Fox, that voice of the shepherd said, you're lost, you're lost, you're lost. I didn't hear it for a long time. I resisted it a long time. I refused it for a long time, but the time came that the voice of the shepherd got loud enough in my heart, in my life, to where I started listening. He cares and he comes and he calls out to the lost sheep, I love you, I want to take you to the fold, I want to help you, I want to fix your problem. Look around, dumb old sheep, you're in a mess. You are lost. The sheep had to realize its condition. And that's why the shepherd calls. Scripture, somehow you heard the word that said you're lost. Somehow you heard the word that said there's a way of forgiveness. Somehow you heard the word and you believed what the shepherd said. Not only did he speak to us through the scripture, but he spoke to us through the Spirit. I heard scripture as a little boy. I heard scripture at Pine Grove, but much of it seemed to bounce off. Seemed like a water on duck back. I just didn't get it. Nothing sunk in. But I tell you one thing, it came to time when the Spirit started speaking. All of a sudden, things are different. Now I'm hearing the voice. Oh, the shepherd's calling. The shepherd's saying, you are a sinner and you are headed to hell and you will be lost if you don't let me come find you. I'm talking about the shepherd and his sheep. To the sheep who is lost, he is a shepherd who comes. I have a question. What if the sheep sees or hears the shepherd and hides or runs away? That would not be wise, but plenty do. I did for months, and some of you did. We heard the voice. We knew what was happening, but we ran. Don't want to hear that. Don't want anything to do with that shepherd. But he still kept coming and he still kept calling. Well, I'll tell you one thing, I am so glad that finally that sheep has to get dissatisfied where he is. Finally has to get tired of where he is and realize I am lost and I can't help myself. The shepherd's trying to help me. The shepherd's showing me he loves me. I'm going to start listening to him. And what happens is you get saved and you let him carry you back home. I'll tell you one thing. I said it this morning. I'll say it again tonight. I'll say it again before next week probably. I don't know of one person who ever got saved who wished they hadn't. I am glad I did. How about you? You dissatisfied with your salvation? Now, you may not be satisfied with all that God does and how he does, but I guarantee you one thing. As far as you being saved and forgiven, I guarantee you, you satisfied about that. If you aren't, you've lost your marbles, I'm telling you. Talking about the sheep that is lost. He's got a shepherd who comes. I don't know of one person who really got saved who wished they hadn't. But I probably can name a whole lot who didn't get saved, who wish they had. Rich man, still right now begging for one drop of water. The rich young ruler. Others in the Bible, others that I know, that as far as I know, they died lost. I have no hope, no reasonable hope, no reasonable anticipation of them ever calling on the Lord, not by what they lived and how they talked. And if they did go to hell, I guarantee you one thing right now, they wish they had listened when the shepherd came by their way. I'm talking about this shepherd is a special shepherd. He cares for the sheep. To the sheep that is lost, he is the shepherd who comes. I'll mention just one more thing for this evening. To the sheep who is loose, he is the shepherd who calls. There's another thing about these sheep. They not only are out there lost, where they need to be found and brought home to the fold, those dumb old things are prone to wander off again. Now, does that make any sense at all? That world out there has already beaten them half to death. That world has mistreated them in every way. Most of them was just about to die when the shepherd found them. And they're so dumb, they're prone to loose from the fold and wander off again. Sheep are not smart. To the sheep that is loose, he's a shepherd who calls. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." Now, I'll say it again. Once you're a saved sheep, you're a saved sheep forever. And we cannot get out of his family. But I guarantee you one thing, you can get out of his fellowship. We can get further from the Lord than we should be, further than he wants us to be, further than makes good sense. That sheep can break loose and run away. There is an allurement. There is a drawing. You see, the bottom line is, even though now this is a found sheep and no longer a lost sheep, it's still a sheep. And it still has the nature of a sheep, and the nature of a sheep is one that wanders. The songwriter had it right. Oh, my goodness. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. That's in you. That's in you. We have a nature that is prone to wander away from the will of God. That is still in your heart and mind. Oh. And I say this evening, it can happen to anybody. Sat this afternoon rethinking these thoughts, and I thought about Noah. After all he saw with the devastation and the death of the flood, the man went home, and before long he got drunk. And you know the story. If he can, I can. I know you know David, the man who had a heart after God, loved God. He really did love God. But he wondered. Bathsheba and Uriah. I think about Peter, who was such a man of God. He was not only one of the 12, he was one of the 3. And to be honest, he was one of the 1. He was one of God's chosen people. But he denied the Lord and said, "I don't even know him." Anybody can wonder. Doesn't matter how close we've walked in the past, we are not only susceptible to wondering, we are liable. We are prone to it. We're in that kind of nature. And therefore, this shepherd, knowing his sheep that are naturally going to want loose, he watches us. You know, those shepherds where those sheep jumped over the cliff, the shepherds were there relatively close, but they in their human error was not close enough to get to them to where they could stop them. But I guarantee you one thing, your shepherd won't let that happen. We don't surprise him by anything we do, because he's watching. He's watching. In love, he's watching. He's not watching in judgment. He's not watching saying, you slip up just a little bit, I'll make you sorry. Oh, no, no, no. This is a shepherd who loves. He wants the best for his sheep. He doesn't want the sheep hurting. He doesn't want the sheep doing something dumb, so he watches the sheep. And I guarantee you, he knows those sheep enough to know every one of them and their nature. And if he sees the slightest little change, slightest little indication in a sheep, that proneness of wandering, he knows it, he sees it. That's how your shepherd is. Hey, before the sheep knows he's about to wander, the shepherd knows he's about to wander. That's how much he knows us. Hey, I say, we're like the prodigal. Before the prodigal ever ended up in the pig pen or even the far country, he is thinking about going. He wanted to go. He planned on going. Before he ever took a step out of the father's property, he is thinking about it, and in his heart, he was already, there's a change going on inside. He is giving into his desires, looking and longing and thinking, to where finally that he was thinking, he did. Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom before he ever got to Sodom. He's thinking about it. He's watching. He's listening to the music. He heard them laughing. He was already being pulled before it ever showed up outside. It was showing up inside. And the shepherd knows that sheep's heart enough to know when we're being pulled, when we're getting cold, when we're slacking off, when our interest begins to dwindle with the things of the Lord and more interested in life and things, maybe not sin, maybe not a far country or a Sodom, but anything less, anything different than the Lord's will and the shepherd's plan in our life, anything out of the fold, anything out of the Lord's will. The Lord watches. This shepherd's watching because he knows us. He not only watches us, he warns us. I do not know how this translates in shepherd life. I mean, I do not know how a shepherd can communicate to a sheep, hey, I'm watching you, buddy. I'm noticing some tendencies that I'm a little bit nervous or a little bit concerned about. Now, I don't know that he can communicate that to a sheep, but our shepherd can. Our shepherd will warn us. He'll speak to us. He sees us cooling off, losing interest, transferring focus to something else other than him and his will. He sees it, and he'll start speaking. He'll warn us. He'll warn us. Didn't he do Peter that? Simon, Simon, listen to me, boy. Listen to me, boy. Satan hath desired thee that he may sift you as wheat. He warned them, but he didn't listen. The shepherd was warning the sheep because he saw in Peter's life, and he knew because he was God. He was a shepherd, the great shepherd. The Lord, the shepherd, not only watches us, but he warns us. If you're saved, you won't stray without hearing his voice, if you'll listen. The cry of the world so loud, sometimes it silences. Did you hear this? Did you see the sign out there? The cry of the world, the cry of our desire, the cry of our flesh is so loud and so strong if we aren't careful, it'll dismiss, it'll wipe away, it'll diminish the voice of the shepherd, but the shepherd's voice is there. You'll hear it and so will I. He'll say, that's not right. No, don't do that. No, 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 you know better than that. I'm not pleased with that. That's a shepherd warning us, and he's warning us because he loves us. It may be that through a preacher with a black suit on, he may say, better watch out. Better watch out. He may warn us. It may be through us reading the Bible. It may be through us listening to a radio broadcast. It may be the Holy Spirit himself speaking to our hearts. I believe that's one reason why we're told about the sins of man in this Bible. Now, I'll be honest. If I was God, and I know I'd do what God does, but if I was God and me, there's a whole lot of things in the Bible I would not have put there. If I am trying to reach the world for my cause and my family, I would not want them to know some of the bad things my family does. But God put in this Bible the things that Noah did, Lot did, David did, Samson did, Peter did, on and on and on and on. We're told about the failures of those who did know God, were sheep. And I believe one reason is to warn us that if it happened to them, it can happen to us. He's warning us. He's warning us by giving these examples in the Bible that if it happened to them, it can happen to you. No one is above failure. And we should be reminded by looking at their lives, those who failed, and see how much it cost them. And realize it's just not worth it. He's warning us. Hey, he does that in our own life. By when we get a little cold or a little indifferent, a little unconcerned, all of a sudden we feel less joy of the Lord. All of a sudden our peace diminishes. All of a sudden our desire for him, he's warning us. Don't go any further. You're straying. You're wandering. He warns us. I'm talking about to the sheep who is loose, a shepherd comes and calls. He washes, he warns, he woos. Isaiah 40, verse 11, he shall gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom. Now, I got an idea. Some of those shepherds, those sheep, who were prone to wonder and apt to wonder and did wonder, and he'd go and find them, sooner or later, I think, he'd say, the same sheep again? They haven't learned yet? And maybe there was a little bit of human anger. But with our shepherd, he comes. I believe he gets upset at us, I do. I believe it grieves him. I believe he even gets angry, but he comes in love. And he picks up that old dumb sheep and holds him to his bosom. He's wooing that sheep. He is showing that unworthy sheep, that disgruntled, wandering, dumb sheep, that he still loves them. And that it is better to stay close than to wander off. It feels a whole lot better in the shepherd's arms. It feels a whole lot more protective, more safe in the shepherd's arms than out there where he's been wandering. He's wooing. He's wooing. He's getting personal now. It's just him and that one sheep. In love and tenderness and compassion, he picks them up, puts them in his bosom, and holds them close and carries them home. He loves them back to him. And if that doesn't work, sometimes he has to go further. I'm talking about the sheep that is loose. There's a shepherd who calls and comes and catches. I have mentioned that he watches and he warns and he woos, but I have to mention this before I'm done. He wounds. Some sheep are extremely dumb, super duper hard headed. They don't just wander off once or twice or three times, they just keep on doing it. And the shepherd finally, I don't want to use this word, but I will, almost in desperation. Almost as though I have no other resource.
I have no other option. You have forced me to hurt you. Now he'll take that staff that's got the hook, and he'll hook that thing right around the neck of the sheep and pull it back away from safety. If that'll work, that's enough. But if it doesn't work, he'll turn that staff around and go, whack, and break that leg. And now that shepherd has to carry the sheep back. And that sheep not only is pulled back, he's pulled back hurting. Yeah. You ever been smacked by the shepherd? I have had my leg broke more than once in my walk with the Lord, and so have you probably. But he even wounds because he loves that sheep. And he knows the danger, and he knows the horror of the world, and he knows the hurt of the world on the sheep. But there's more to it than that. He just wants the sheep close. He knows the world's going to hurt the sheep, and he goes after them to keep from that happening. But he really loves the sheep so much, he just wants them close. And if he has to hurt that sheep to accomplish that, he will. That's why Hebrews 12:6 says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." Discipline done right to a child or a grandchild hurts. But discipline done right is done by a parent or grandparent who loves that child and does not want just to hurt, but to help and to teach. And that's why our shepherd does what he does. He knows the danger of the world, and he knows that sheep has no business playing around in the world. So he pulls them back and, if need be, breaks his leg. And the shepherd takes the sheep back in his arms, mends the leg, nurses the sheep back to health and healing, and keeps that sheep closer than any other of the sheep, because he wants that sheep to know something. I'll let you go if you want to. If you're determined, I'll let you wander. But it'll hurt you. And I want you to remember my love for you and my care for you and the closeness that we have enjoyed in the healing process is a whole lot better than anything you'll find out there. He's a good shepherd. By the way, that sheep does heal, but he walks with a limp the rest of his life. He is not to forget how he got the hurt, how he got the wound, what he did to cause it. It was his fault. And he's to remember by that limp, like Esau, he walked with a limp the rest of his life. We have a good shepherd. He loves us. He wants the best for us. And if we'll let him, there is no telling what we might experience in this old rotten, scary world. I know this, I don't like it out there. I like it a whole lot better inside the fold, close to the shepherd. Let's stand together.